The Pisgah and Nantahala National Forests in western North Carolina are two of the most popular national forests in the country. A new plan released late last week outlines how federal officials will manage the land for the next 2 to 3 decades. Several conservation groups worry the plan will allow for too much logging in the wrong places. WUNC's environmental reporter Celeste Gracia explains.
The Land Management Plan for the Pisgah and Nantahala National Forests sets goals and guidelines for how the U.S. Forest Service should manage, protect, and use the land. This plan was last updated in 1994. It outlines dozens of goals and actions and focuses on 4 overarching themes: connecting people to the land, sustaining healthy ecosystems, partnering with others, and providing clean and abundant water. But the main issue that advocates and individuals have focused on is logging. Sam Evans is an attorney at the Southern Environmental Law Center.
The top line concern here that you'll hear from a lot of groups is that the Forest Service is going to really increase logging levels a lot. They're going to go from somewhere around 650 acres a year under the old plan to more like 3,200 acres under the new plan. For me, the main concern there is that they're going to spread that logging out into places that have escaped the harmful effects of logging in the past, places like rare habitats.
The Forest Service declined WUNC's request for an interview. In an emailed statement, spokesperson Alan Abernethy says the plan is designed to improve forest health by creating more diversity. Abernethy says, quote, "A diversity in tree types, age, and structure makes forests more resilient to insects, disease, and climate change." Fred Cubbage is a forestry professor at North Carolina State University. He agrees with this. He says logging is not necessarily harmful. It just causes change.
It will change what wildlife lives in the forest if you harvest it. You could say it's harmful to wildlife that likes old trees. But really, we have so many old trees in western North Carolina. On balance, you'd end up with more wildlife of more different species.
But others argue that keeping older trees provides its own benefits, like sequestering carbon, which helps fight climate change, and clean drinking water. Will Harlan is a staff scientist at the Center for Biological Diversity.
Most people get their drinking water from the national forest. People want to protect wildlife, the rare and endangered species that depend on these national forests and nowhere else. Our forests are far more valuable standing than cut down.
Harlan also alleges that the Forest Service ignored public comments and stakeholder feedback. This plan took about 10 years to come together. During that time, there's been dozens of public meetings and thousands of public comments.
It's been heartbreaking. The past week has been devastating, but I'm still optimistic that the public will prevail because so many people love this forest. And there's so much public engagement now that the Forest Service really cannot succeed with this plan without the public's support. And right now, they don't have that public support.
Forest Service spokesperson Abernethy wrote that his agency carefully evaluated all public comments and objections. He says, quote, "The objection review process ensures the revised final plan meets current law, regulation, and policy." Evans with the Southern Environmental Law Center says he and other advocates will be considering their next steps.
We're not finished with the plan yet, and we'll be considering our options. I'll say what's not an option is for us to sit back and let them implement this plan for 20 years and make the forest worse off.
Celeste Gracia, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.